This podcast is brought to you by Church of Living Waters. Find out more information at colw.info. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Praise God. I really believe today that if you have ears to hear, spiritual ears to hear, that God is going to speak to you. Amen. I believe that. If not, then I pray that God would right now open up those ears, because there's a word that needs to be heard here today amongst Church of Living Waters. Right before we were watching the video, a brother came up and he read something that God put in him. So I just want him to speak that, because it does confirm some of the word today. God always works. God works like this. He works through the body. And so you'll see how God spoke this, and he'll say, well, I don't know for sure. I know this was God. But you'll see, if you listen to this, you'll listen and hear this in the word today.
I will not cry. I'm a man. My wife will say different. No, during worship, it was just this word came to me. One word came to me. And so I immediately picked up the magic little box here. And the word was infiltration. And this thing don't stay on. It's a verb. And it says, to cause as a liquid to permeate something by penetrating its pores or interstices. I have no idea what that word is. To pass into or through a substance by filtering or permeating. To pass as in troops, singly or in small groups, through gaps in the enemy line. That really spoke out to me. To enter or become established in gradually, unobtrusively, usual or submersive purposes. The intelligence staff had been infiltrated by spies. Anyway, to enter, permeate, or pass through a substance or area by filtering or insinuating gradually.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, brother. Let me tell you what he's saying there. And God has spoken to me today about his church in this timing. His church in this time. Do you know that God created the church? Do you know that the church is the answer? Amen. Jesus is the answer, but Jesus in and through the church is the answer to this city. We have to really hear that. We have to understand it. We're not here just coming together to sing good songs, to watch a neat video. We're here to receive the power of God, to receive that, to let our lives be transformed, our lives change, then to go out, though, to a dying world. We're in a very serious time. And I said a couple of weeks ago that we're at the end. If you don't believe that we're at the end, God is going to want to speak to you even this morning. We're not at the end to bring fear, to bring torment to you. We're at the end because God's called us as his sons and daughters, and he's created us for this time, for this season. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, he has saved the finest to the very end. Now, I have to tell you that it might not look like the finest. I'm not saying you, the church might not look like the finest right now. I know that in my lifetime, that there was many times of the charismatic movement that came in. There was many times that the church looked like it was just taking over cities. And today we come, and it doesn't look like it's the finest. But I'm here to tell you the story's not over with. Amen. It's not over with. I just want to prophetically speak. I don't know how much is going to come out of me. I have a message, but I want to speak what God is speaking to me. I was talking to a brother today, and this last week, and some of this came out. But I want to speak in this hour in the church. There is nothing about a title. There's nothing about titles in God's church today. Now, there used to be. There used to be titles, and there was men and women of God that could come and bring the word, and then they would be ushered off, and that they would go sit in a room, and their title was bringing the word. And God used that, and he used that in a mighty way. But in this hour, it's not about title. And I'm telling you, people that are believing in a title and hanging on to a title, and that title is who they are, it's going to fall off of them. There's going to be a great coming together of God's people. And why I wanted him to read that in front of you, because I'm seeing this. We're not anymore, no longer marching with titles. And we're going to march up against the enemy, and we're going to stack up like the old movies, how they went to war. And we're going to just hold our guns. And my brother's going to hold a gun, and my brother's going to hold a gun. And there's going to be 1,000 going against 1,000 right there. And we're going to quickly get our guns, and we're going to all shoot. And then they're going to do it, and then they're going to shoot. It's no longer war like that. God's army is bands of young people, bands of people that are going to go out and going to go out and permeate the enemy's force. Going to go out at night. Going to go out in the morning. Going to go today to the nursing home. Going to go and find out who we are in Christ. Going to find out that I have purpose, that I have destiny, and I am just as much as a minister as that person preaching today. There's not about a title. I'm telling you, when we're in war and we're out there, the people are going to be able to know who to recognize, whose voice to listen to. And God's people always, he calls people a shepherd because they hear his voice and they run to that voice, and they will not run to a stranger's voice. And I want to speak into you today, because all of us carry a shepherd's voice. Come on, can I say it again? All of us carry a shepherd's voice. If you're waiting for Rosenberg and Richmond to be reached by me and my family, we're doing our part. We're out pressing forward. But if you're waiting for us to reach them, it's not going to be reached. God is waiting for us to come together, not only come together, but each one of us to get a call, to get a purpose, to get a vision, to know that we're a shepherd and to go out. Come on. I was thinking today, and I tell you, if you're sitting here today and you think, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? The word says that without purpose that you'll perish. Amen. Your purpose is not only to get your yard all cleaned and all prepared, manicured. That's not your only purpose. Your only purpose is not just to raise those children. Your only purpose is just not to love your wife and to be family. God allows us to have great purpose in him. And as I look to him, all of those things are taken care of. But the greatest purpose that we have in our life, in every one of us, is to go out to a lost and dying world and to talk to them and to speak to them and to love them like Jesus loved us. There's going to be a band of people that's called his church. They're going to rise in this hour, and they're going to attack at night. They're going to rise in this hour, and they're going to come when the enemy wasn't ready. They're going to come in this hour, and they're going to take cities over because of the commitment that they have to each other in relationship and the commitment that they have to the King of Kings, the great I am. God is wanting this. We must know that people need to be released in this hour. We have to hear this, that people must be released in this hour to do ministry. I praise God for greeters. I praise God for nursery workers. I praise God for the teams that are going to be able to be created here. But that is hosting and loving people that already know God. There might be a few people in here that are not Christian. And here in a minute, we'll see if God is calling you on this day to receive him. But if that's all we're doing is we're coming together and we're creating this group that we love each other and we're brothers and sisters and we're forgetting about our family members that don't know Jesus and we're forgetting about a lost and dying city, then we're not doing much. If that's what we're doing, and I love you, but I would rather be doing it at a country club because they have a nice swimming pool and they serve lunch and it's really amazing. I said this, I have royal blood going through my veins. I have a God That's the King of Kings. That's the Lord of Lords. He's holding this world in his hands. He did not just create me just to come together and just little things and do little things. He's created me with my heart pumping, with him giving me the blood that's flowing through my veins, with the breath that's coming out of me to go out and to love people as he loved me. So I was talking to my brother, and we were talking about some things. But you know that Jesus is hope. I'm going to tell you what Church Living Waters is here. Are you ready? You ready? Church Living Waters is called with a vision of Luke 4:18 to go out and to preach and proclaim the gospel to everybody. Not to miss out on anybody. To go, though, to the broken. To go to the ones held captive. To go to the ones that the enemy has surrounded. Just like you saw Friday night, that's what we're called to do. Many people have blocks in their prayer lives, blocks in their relationship with him because they're not going out and feeding the poor. Come on. Because they're not going out to the less, which Jesus called and called each one of us to. So here at this ministry, there's hope. Do you know what hope is? Hope is Jesus. Hope is the cross. There's no other hope other than the cross right there. If you put your hope in anything else, it's going to fail you. If you put your hope in your bride, it's going to fail you. If you put your hope in money, it's going to run out. If you put your hope in your job, forget it. This is the only hope. His name's Jesus. As you receive this hope, then there's healing. Every one of us in this room tonight, today, needs to be healed. Oh, wow, Pastor. I've been a Christian 30 years. You don't know, every one of us needs healing.
Yes, we do.
I'm in the process of being healed. Yes, I'm the pastor and being in the process of being healed.
Amen.
We live in a sinful world. We live in sin nature world. We live in a world that unless Jesus comes back through his people and his people rise up, many people around us are going to go to hell. Can I preach today? Well, I don't know if I needed that permission. I felt like I got God's permission right at the beginning. Hope. How many of you have received hope?
Yes, thank you.
I thank God for hope. I was broken in a million pieces. I'm telling you, completely broken. The world breaks us. The situations in the world break us. Divorce breaks us. Losing jobs breaks us. Losing family members in tragedy just breaks us. And there's nothing else in this world that's going to come into any kind of tragedy like that other than the hope of Jesus Christ. When I felt that hope, and I knew him, I had him in my heart. But when I felt that hope, when I was broken, there was a ray of God's love that broke in and broke through that nothing else, nothing could compare to.
Amen.
There's not this, there's not this, there's not that that can compare to that. Let me tell you, just last Sunday night, I was led going out doing, God, what do you want me to do tonight, God? I'm going to go pick up medicine for my father. I met a man that's a friend of mine. This man, every time you see him in the city, he's drunk with alcohol. And you know, I said, hey, how are you doing? He gave me a hug. I haven't seen you in a while. This man I've been faithfully praying for at least 10 years now. I'm believing. Come on, I'm believing for him to be set free. I know that he knows Jesus. We have done that. We've seen that. But he's trapped by the enemy with chains that are all around him. You can actually see the chains around him. And so I said, hey, do you need a ride? He was there getting cough medicine. He said, yeah, but it's going to be about an hour. So I said, okay, I'm going to go take my medicine home. I'm going to come back to get you. So I come back and he's sitting there and he gets in my car and I take him to a place and I say, hey, can I come in with you and pray? Now, the place that we went to was a place that might have been scary to some of us, but I knew that I had a friend with me. Come on, not only a friend, but I also had the friend with me. And you know, I saw very quickly a woman addicted to crack cocaine. I don't know if you've ever seen that in someone's face, of what they're looking like and what they're doing. But I'm here to tell you that there's only hope in Jesus that can set her free. Hope. it turns into healing. See, we're going to be that band that this brother's talking about. And right now, I'm not going to beat on this pulpit because it might just break. But right now, hear that? Right now, there's a shift in this ministry. Right now. We'll mark this day. Because right now, God is calling us to rise up and to go to our family. Rise up and go to the ones at our workplace, to rise up and go. Yes, we'll be doing some things, and we'll be asking you to bring some of them in with you. But many are not going to come here. Many aren't coming here. So as a ministry, we're planning and we're going out. We're going to send teams of people out on Wednesday night to start Bible studies. We're talking about it right now. We're going to be in the city of Wallace. We're going to be right here at Reading Road Apartment Complex, right in their thing. Those people might not come here for a Wednesday night Bible study. We're going out to them. Let me tell you, we're not trying to build Church Living Waters. We're trying to build His kingdom. It's much different. God says that He had come and He established His kingdom here on this earth. His kingdom is not our kingdom. Any type of business style, any type of business thoughts, any type of leadership that's in the world, it's not of His kingdom. Amen. His kingdom's differently. Amen? Amen? So can I continue? I have a message here in a minute. So we have hope that turns into healing. Let me tell you where it goes from there. You ready? Freedom. Now, these words that I'm speaking right here are not just little casual words that you're hearing for the first time from this pulpit. I've been going through an experience, going through a miracle that you're seeing this with me being leading out of looking and needing hope of receiving healing. You've seen me receive healing. You've seen me receive freedom. Come on. Let me tell you where it goes from there. You ready? When we receive freedom, then it allows us, brother, it allows us to have the ability to receive His love. His love never changes. His love's always the same. He loves you. We have something in our ninth grade. We're teaching four spiritual laws. And the first spiritual law is this, that God loves you and He has a wonderful plan for you. That's the first spiritual law. Why do people not able to grab onto that? Why do people say, well, I don't feel that He has a good plan for me. I don't think that He does. And the next spiritual law is because we have sin and we're separated from God. And if we have sin and we're separated from God, you're never going to be able to experience the love that He has for you. His love never changes. God does not come into a place like this and me make a mistake and He puts me on leave, or He puts me on whatever. He knocks me down and He says, you go to the corner and you're in trouble and you just wait a little bit. What does He do? He forgives us. Yes, He does. He loves us. He says, get up, brush off your pants, rise up and keep going. The race is not over with. The end is not here. I see the end from the beginning. I know you, son. We have an advocate in heaven. His name is Jesus. He's hope. And every time I make a mistake here on this earth, He rises up and He says, no, that's Darren. That's my son. He's covered and washed by the blood of the Lamb. If He has to do that the next day, He'll do that the next day. No, that's my son, Darren. He's washed. Amen. Come on. I'm not preaching a message that we have to understand and we have to know that sin is the wages of death. Come on. And I praise God for His grace and mercy. I praise God daily for His grace and His mercy. But His grace and His mercy came with a great cost. So it's not for me just to take advantage of and for me to go do anything and everything I want to do and then come back to a God and say, God, here I am. Give me your mercy. He died on a cross for that. It came with a great cost. It's not for me to play with. It's not for me to mess with. It's for me to fall down on my face and my knees and say, Jesus, I surrender all to you, God. I give it all to you, Father. God, I'm going to make mistakes in this. I'm going to miss the mark. But God, I'm going to rise up every time, all the time, and I'm going to continue with my face glued to you, God. We're going to go. We're going to see a great move. We're going to press forward in you. Yeah. Come on. Well, So where am I at? Freedom. Freedom causes what? The ability for God to love us. Not for him to love us, but for us to receive his love. There's many people in this room today that is not able to receive his love. Because we have to go backwards, because you need freedom. Because you need healing. Because you need hope. Hope always brings healing. Healing always brings freedom. Freedom always gives us the ability to receive his love. Amen. Let me tell you what then, as this brother read, as we receive the ability to receive his love every time, all the time then, we're seeking out purpose. Anybody in tragedy that I talk with all the time, at some place in tragedy, after receiving hope, after receiving these things, they look at me and they say this sentence: I don't want my life just to be normal. I want my life to count. God just didn't put me here just to put me here just where I could take up air. He didn't just put me here just where I could feed myself and just have a good old time heading out to this, doing this. Praise God that he gives us great and mighty things. Praise God we have fellowship. Praise God we have these things. But he has put me here with purpose. Let me stop right here. Just a month ago, I counseled with a man that had anxiety to the level that he couldn't even leave his house. For the last year, he was not even able to leave his house. And he said, God has called me to talk to you. And he said this, is your name Darren? See, God calls in the darkness. And he sends you to people that will love you. It's not about me, it's about God. God knew that I would just fall down and say, Jesus, he's the only one. It's nothing about me, it's not my testimony, it's not anything that I can do, it's him. It's all about him, amen? Let me tell you what God spoke to me right away. Looking at this brother, he said he has no purpose. He has no purpose. There's no reason for him to come out of that house. And because of that, the enemy has guarded him and the enemy has put him in a level of fear, and there's no way he's coming out. I don't know about you, but tormenting fear is very difficult. There's people here today that know that. You go out and do anything. Go out and grab anything. Get on medication. Get on these things, because tormenting fear that doesn't stop, only Jesus can help. I started speaking into this man purpose. God wants to speak into you, Carissa, purpose. God wants to speak into you, brother, purpose, because you are created, you are made with great purpose and destiny. He has a mark for you. He has a plan for you. It's scripted even before time. There's a book that he's already written about you, and our alignment today is aligning into his purpose and plan. When I get into his purpose and plan, there's nothing, there's nobody, there's nothing that can stop God in me. There's not a man that can sit me down. Come on. There's not fear that's going to grip me, because I am standing right here on this day, and God's created this day, and he's put me in this day, and he's given me purpose. Hallelujah. Where am I at? The ability to receive his love always then turns us into a place of looking for his purpose. And this is where Church of Living Waters comes in. Church of Living Waters is here to equip you. Yes. To equip you. We're great equippers. The reason why is because we trust in him. We also are looking at every person here knowing that God has created you with great purpose and plan. There's not rankings here. There's not levels here. There's one level, and it's God's sons and God's daughters. You know what? Yes, it's amazing to come together and to tithe, because God blesses you and he blesses your home, and he says he'll turn away the enemy. He will not be able to devour. But if you're sitting in this room and you have never tithed, God sees you the exact same and he loves you. Come on. You're not going to hear many pastors say that. God's love does not change. It doesn't change. Now, I'm telling you, me and my wife have been tithing for 20 years. My mom and dad have been tithing for another 30 years. So 50 years, I stand and I say, enemy, I have a bank account in heaven, and I'm drawing on the resources. So I'm not devaluing what tithing does. Tithing sets us free. Amen. God knew that money was going to be a major hang-up. God knew that we were going to have to be able to say, this money doesn't have me. God, I'll give it all to you. I'm the worst person in the world with $100 in my pocket, with $20 in my pocket, with a dollar in my pocket. One of the things that we're not supposed to do at the homeless outreach is we're not, Roger's here. praise God for Roger. How many years now? For 3 years, he's been going faithfully into this homeless outreach, and because of that faithfulness, we could just walk right in as a ministry, and because of that standing and relationship. But Roger always tells us, and the ministries always tell us, now don't give any money, because money's not the answer. You're not going to be able to pay, but why? Why am I the one that everyone, hey, can you come over here? I pull up, and the guy that always parks, he's working for the ministry, says, hey, look at this tooth right here. This is what it, I need $3 to fix this tooth. I'm like, $3? What dentist do you go to, man? I need your dentist. I mean, you know, it just seems like everyone, and I just think, oh, the best thing for me to do is go without any money. I'm the worst person with a $20 bill in my pocket. Because I look out and I see anybody, hey, little kid, come here, here's a dollar. hey, here's five. You know what? Money doesn't have me because I have a bank account in heaven. Let me finish here. So we get equipped. Amen? We're all in an equipping phase right now. I'm in an equipping phase. For so many years, you know what my mom called me? My mom called me a novice. Brother Pius, can you believe that? I believe Brother Pius, a pastor of so many years. How many years, brother? Over 40. I believe that he can look at many, many people and say, he's a novice. Come on. That's not saying that we're not passionate for God, but we make huge mistakes. And my mom and dad would always say, you need to grow up in ministry. You need to grow up. You need to know it's not about you, but it's about people. You need to know it's more about them than it is about you. So many people lead, and they leave with manipulation. Come on. In this hour, thank you, Mel. I got a fan over there. I'll go on this side and get a fan over here. I'm going to be careful with this, but I'm telling you, in this hour, when I'm speaking about God's church and what God is saying about a band of ones raising up and taking this city, there's going to be an old-fashioned still trying to do the same thing that will not work in this hour, still trying to bring an army together and still trying to make forces and these kind of things. And for what's gain? For men's gain, not for God's gain. To be careful. Equipping. So when we're equipped, and we're equipped at all different levels, I praise God for Brother Vincent preaching the word the other night at the homeless outreach. I praise God for Brother Ismo going to preach the word next Sunday from this pulpit. See, we're being equipped. Let me tell you, every person in here, it doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, God is wanting to equip you for your purpose and plan right now. We always are prepared and ready to be equipped. God, I want to know you more. God, I want to be prepared more because I'm going out. Are you ready for the last one? This is where we have to be, Church of Living Waters. We have to be here. We have to have a level of people that are going through hope, healing, freedom, ability to receive his love right there. Ability to receive his love changes your life. Equipping, and then we're going to be empowering and sending out. We're a church. We are a church that sends out people to ministry. We're not a church just to hold you back. We're not a church to think, oh, he might do it better than me. Sit down a little bit. No, we're a church that will let you rise up as high as God wants you to rise in his purpose and plan. Because this is the reason why. Because as you succeed, I succeed. Because God's about multiplication, not division. He's about multiplying. He's about taking you. You know what? I praise God. It looks like that we have a lot of people out today. And I love those people, and I know them by name. I know where many of them are. But if Church of Living Waters is never bigger than this size, if this is what God has, I'm okay with what God has. But it's not about size. It's about his kingdom. It's about what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Brother, it's about you, and it's about you. Because Jesus only chose 12. And they changed the world. Amen. Sometimes when you get too many, it's pretty hard to change the world because God wants us to be in one focus, one accord, one vision, where we are unified, to be able to let the world see unity in this place, they'll be able to say that there is a God. That's what the scriptures say. Amen. Turn to your Bibles. My kids all just took a big breath right there. He didn't finish. Turn to Luke. Let me find it here. Luke chapter 12, verse 54. Just quickly, I want to read and just close this up. Is it a little warm here today? I'm on fire. I had some people telling me how cold the building is on Sundays, so we didn't go down to 70 today. We went down to 74. I love you, honey. I'm going to sweat a little bit more for her. You know, sweating and preaching, sweating off pounds is pretty good, you know. Praise God for the buffet. I can go fill back up here in a minute. Salad, thank you. Okay, let's look at verse 54. So we're at Luke chapter 12, verse 54. Then he also said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say a shower is coming. And so there it is. And when you see the south winds blow, you say these things, there will be hot weather. And there it is. Then Jesus speaks very clearly to these people and he says, hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and the earth, but how is it that you do not discern the time that we're in? It's so easy to get caught up with the past, caught up with how we used to do it, caught up with the things. The world's continue changing. We don't have dinosaurs anymore, praise God. They're extinct because the world changed on them. The thing that doesn't change is Jesus. He will stand in all generations throughout all times. He will always be. God is calling us right now in this hour. He's calling us. He's calling us to rise up. If today you don't know who hope is, God wants you to receive hope today. And then he quickly wants you in that hope, you'll quickly receive healing. God wants to heal us. Freedom. There's nothing better than freedom. I can jump right now. I mean, I could take off my shirt right now if I wanted to. I don't want to. I have freedom. There's freedom. I have freedom. I'm not afraid of any man. I'm not afraid of anything because I have freedom. Now, I don't say that lightly because in my life there's a great... There's an amazing level of the fear of the Lord. So I'm not just going to run out and just do because this is me, because that. God has not called me to run over you. God's called me to serve you. As a pastor, I'll just tell you, as a pastor, we have people that sometimes that come and they say, Pastor, this is just not working anymore. That we're going to go look at another church. You know, it's not my place at that time to say anything other than, hey, brother, I love you. Many people say God has led us. And I find out that God is very careful to lead you here, then lead you there, then lead you there. God leads us and we walk into what he has. But it's my responsibility as a shepherd that if you choose to leave Church of Living Waters, which many do, we're not here holding you down. You're not anchored to these chairs. God's purpose and plan, it's not that I want you all to leave. There's purpose in this ministry, mighty purpose. But God has called me to be your pastor until you find another shepherd. So many times in that time, I'll call, hey, brother, you know, I know God has this for you. Are you able to find something? Are you able to get into a church? I'm not just going to shut the door on you. Come on, God has not called me to shut the door on you. God's called me to love you. And a real heart of a pastor, a heart of a shepherd cares about you. Knows what you need, knows the importance of you, because you're going to be one that's going to rise up and be part of a team that's going to go out and see the world come to Christ. Amen. Amen. Did you receive something today? Yes, sir. Let's don't let it just fall to the ground. Come on. God was speaking today in this hour. It's a time for us to rise up. It's a time for us to meet hope. There's so many people that say, well, I met hope 30 years ago. I'm here to tell you, I meet hope every day. It's an everyday process, and I get charged just like I got charged when I received him for the first day. Baptism to me, water baptism, still charges me going into that water and coming up a new man. See, that's being able to receive that and able to move forward. I want everybody to stand today. We're going to spend a few minutes today because what God has spoken to me. He told me that there will be people set free of fear today. When we really understand the ability of his love. See, all we're going to pray for you is to allow the ability of his love to come and immerse you. Amen? When you know his love, there will be no fear. It says what? Perfect love casts out all fear. We have to work on the receiving of his love. Just for a minute, I have something set up and hopefully it will play. I want you just to close your eyes and I want you to receive love. Now, let me tell you something. As I teach ninth graders and I teach them the first spiritual law, God loves you and has a wonderful plan. How many of us can just quickly just say that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And it just becomes words to us. And it just becomes memory. And it doesn't become, he loves me. Do we have that set back there? If it comes on, just go ahead and close your eyes. I want you to listen for just a moment here.
The Lord says that there is nothing that you can do that would make him love you more. There is also nothing you can do that would make him love you less. He loves you because he loves you, because he loves you, because he loves you. Because he loves you, 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 because that is what he is like. It is his nature to love. And you will always be the beloved. And his love is unchanging. And he loves you 100%. He won't love you any better when you become better. He loves you 100% right now. And even if you have no plans to become better, he will still love you 100%. Because he loves you, because that's the way that he is. And even if you don't want to change, he will love you 100%. Even if you have no plans to walk with him, he will love you 100%. Because that's his nature. He loves all the way, all the time. His love is unchanging. What will change, says the Lord, is your ability to receive my love. And this evening, I want to cram some more of that ability inside you. So I challenge you, says the Lord, open your heart to me. Open your heart to me. And you will receive more of my love than you've ever experienced before. I dare you, says the Lord. Come on, open your heart to me. Give me your heart. Give me whatever your obstacle is. I'll take it. I'll remove it out of the way. Because I love you as you are right now. I love you 100% as you are right this moment. I love you as you are. So be loved. You are the beloved. It is your job, says the Lord, to be loved outrageously. It is why I chose you. That is why I set my love upon you. That you would live as one who is outrageously loved. That you would receive a radical love. So radical, it'll blow all your paradigms of what you think love is. And know, says the Lord, I will love you outrageously all the days of your life. Because I don't know how to be any different. This is who I am. And this is who I will always be. This is the I am that I promised you. I am he that loves you outrageously. And you may love me back with the love that I give you. You may love me back outrageously with the outrageous love that I bestow upon you. And know this, says the Lord, you can only love me as much as you love yourself. So my love comes this evening to set you free from yourself, to set you free from how you see yourself, to set you free from the smallness of your own thinking about yourself. My love comes to set you free from rejection and from shame and from low self-esteem and from despair and from abuse. Because when I look at you, says the Lord, I see something that I love. I see someone that I can love outrageously. And I have so much to bestow upon you, so much to give you, so many places to take you in my heart. But you can't go there unless you allow me to love you. And my love for you will break every barrier, bring every wall crashing down. And know this, says the Lord, my love damages fear. My love hates fear. My love will fight fear. It will fight fear in you. It will fight fear around you. And if you have fear this evening, says the Lord, then know that you have a treat in store, because my perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear where I am present, because my love casts out fear. Beloved, you are my beloved. You are my beloved. And in my love, I want you to feel good about yourself. Amen.
Praise God. We thank you for that love, God.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray you were encouraged and would love to hear from you. For more information on Church of Living Waters, check out colw.info.